The U.S. Olympic Committee is now looking for a new candidate to host the 2024 Summer Olympic Games. That's after the USOC and local organizers from the group Boston 2024 dropped the Boston Olympic bid this afternoon. We spoke with Steve Cozzella, president of Mass Inc. Polling Group. He conducted several polls for WBUR about the Olympic proposal, and we asked him what role public opinion played in the failure of the Olympic bid.
I think it played a major role. You saw it throughout the process, various goals set for the level of support that the USOC wanted to see and that Mayor Walsh wanted to see. And even at the very end, you saw in the statement that the USOC made a very prominent mention of public opinion and that they could not get the level of public support that they wanted for the Olympics in Boston, even though they thought that the Boston bid in general was quite strong.
And what was it that was driving that kind of public opinion? I mean, was it kind of a defined outright dissent? Was it focused on one issue?
One of the big things was that Boston 2024 could not seem to persuade a majority of Bostonians or a majority of people statewide of any of the key benefits that they were offering. So the more they said, for instance, that public funding won't be required and that you'll get essentially something for nothing, the less people believed that. You started off with about half of people thinking public funding would be required. You ended up with about three-quarters of people saying that it would be required. So the number actually went up, even as the Olympic proponents were trying to get that number down.
Well, what accounted for that?
Well, I think it was a lack of trust was one of the things that accounted for it. So Boston 2024 never got out of the negatives when it came to whether people saw them favorably or unfavorably, whether people trusted them. They really never sort of broke out as a trusted messenger, as someone who people were listening to and trusting when it came to forming their opinions about the Olympics.
Was there a reason for that, or was that just general cynicism?
It's hard to know exactly what to ascribe that to. It does go pretty far back, even back to as early as February. You know, there were sort of a bunch of things that happened all together in about February. And since then, neither the support nor the belief in Boston 2024 has really gotten into positive territory. So you sort of had the big snowstorm and a lot of the initial negative news stories all taking place really just as people were tuning in. So we won the bid, and then a lot of bad stuff happened, and it really never climbed out of the basement that it had fallen into after that in terms of support.
What about the role of transparency?
I think that was probably part of it. We didn't poll that specifically because it's hard to construct a poll question about transparency that doesn't imply that somebody's not being transparent. But it certainly is something that anecdotally was on a lot of people's minds.
The polls that you conducted for WBUR found support for the Olympics dropped off from about 50% to 40% in recent months. Did you see anything that indicated that could have changed much more in favor of the Olympic bid if the group Boston 2024 had been given more time?
There were, even at the end, a lot of people who still said they were open to changing their minds. So it could have perhaps happened. But there really wasn't any evidence that, despite the many different things that had been said over the previous months, that support had changed due to any of them. So it wasn't like there were people sort of moving in every direction and you didn't know where it was going to land. You know, bid 2.0 had come out recently and that hadn't changed anything. Before that, there had been, you know, a lot of public discussions and that hadn't really changed anything, community meetings and so forth. So I don't really think there was any evidence that it would have changed, but the possibility certainly was there.
Your polls found pretty strong support for Mayor Marty Walsh and Governor Charlie Baker. In the end, what kind of role do you think they played?
Yes, indeed. And I think that may be one of the sort of intricacies of timing that gets written about here, is that if the timing had been different and Governor Baker had been able to come out and say that he strongly supports the Olympics, you know, that could potentially have moved support. You know, he is incredibly popular, the most popular politician in the state by quite some margin. You know, so his word may have made a difference. Mayor Walsh actually was on board with this quite early. So I don't think that he was dragging down support at the end. You know, he was on board. You know, that some of the events that happened today may have been influenced by the final stand that he took, but I don't think he was really having a huge impact on public opinion at the end.
Steve Cozzella, president of Mass Inc. Polling Group. Nice to speak with you.
You too.